Well, six bullets, okay? We went from the highest of highs with Double Team of all movies to the middlest of middles. Right, just fine is what we're delivering today, boys. Just, this is fine. Six bullets. It stars Jean-Claude Van Damme, of all people. And it also stars his son, Christopher Van Damme. So apparently, and looking at a lot of movies, and some of them I think we'll be bumping into him again at some point during this month, Christopher Van Damme has shown up in several films, and it often playing a relative of Van Damme. And Christopher, by Van Damme, I mean Jean-Claude. Christopher is Van Damme's oldest son, and he is completely vanilla. Just nothing to offer. Just no martial arts, no incredible acting. He's just vanilla ice cream. We need a guy to play a part in a scene, in a movie, and not be offensive. We got him. He's here. We found him. I don't know if Van Damme is just wanting to get his son's career going. Maybe, you know, a good dad would. This movie is basically, you know how I said In Hell is shitty Shawshank? I'm tempted to call this shitty Taken, but shitty's too strong of a word for the mediocrity that is Six Bullets. That being said, the opening to Six Bullets is great. Basically, Van Damme is a mercenary named Samson Gall. And he gets hired. Usually, he's not like a bad guy mercenary, but he's like a you know, if hackers are black hats and white hats, he's like a white hat mercenary. But how good of a white hat mercenary are you if you get paid to do things that are good? Why not just do them? He saves kids from, well, not always, but in this particular opening job, he's saving a kid from a sex trafficker. He's being paid to do it. By the family of this child. So he goes in, and under the guise of wanting to pay to be with an underage kid, he wears a goatee. It looks ridiculous, but he sits down and has a conversation, and he wants to see the boy to make sure that he's alive. And while he's doing this, having this conversation, the main bad guy there, he's not the main bad guy of the movie, but of this scene, gets a phone call saying, hey, they've hired a mercenary, watch out. And he realizes that Van Damme is indeed this mercenary. And Van Damme says, hey, I'm willing to pay more money. Just give me the boy and I'll leave. And he's like, well, there's a problem. You've seen our faces. And Van Damme says, yeah, that's the same problem I have. You've seen mine. And he flips this cup backwards that earlier in the movie, like at the very beginning, he'd put like some liquid in and it's like acid and it burns this guy's face. He pulls out a knife and he just starts killing people. And the best like action you want. This is what I want. I want the whole, like I'm starting off like, oh, here we go. Here we go. Because he's all hand-to-hand combat. People get their guns out. He disarms them, stabs them, stabs the next guy, does a front flip, stabs the next guy, and it's done and delivered so seriously. It's like the Bourne Identity type of fighting, but with Van Damme, and you actually see what's happening. It's really strong opening, and he gets the boy, and he gets out, and on his way out, he blows the whole place up. Turns out it's a little short-sighted of him, because the next day he comes back and like the chief of police is there and he's like, what the hell are you doing? You blew this place up. He goes, I saved the boy. Yeah. And then he uncovers two young girls who'd been killed who were, you know, being sex trafficked and they were killed by Van Damme's carelessness. And it's like, oh, geez. So that's your opening. And what this results in now, though, is a retired mercenary who's a butcher. He sells meat out of a butchery that he owns. His son is a cop in the area of some kind. Or he's part of the embassy. That's what it is. He's part of the embassy. He's not a cop. And this is the same place, in same city, that he did this first mission, because the same chief of police is there and all of that. Well, then we get kind of the smash cut to, not smash cut, but we cut to a new family coming into town, and you pretty much know what's going to happen from here on out. They have a young daughter. She gets kidnapped. They try to hire Van Damme. He's retired. After seeing the ghosts of these two girls he didn't save, he changes his mind from being retired to saying, hey, I'll do it. And then they go on a mission to save the kid. And this movie lasts almost 2 hours long, and a lot of that space feels unused. And then we didn't need a subplot of Van Damme's retired, and now he's going to get back into it. Because we all know that's what's going to happen. Just skip that part and have it be like, hey, we need help. And immediately he sees these girls that he didn't save, and he's like, no. And then his son comes real quick and goes, totally, you should do it. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. But they do, it takes so much longer to get there. And it, you know, I mean, it's meant to establish his motive. I don't need it. I don't need it. But so the dad of this young girl who's gone missing is an MMA fighter. So he has a couple fight scenes, and Van Damme's with him. And the mom is actually pretty ruthless in a good way. Like, they at one point captured this guy who is a doctor who's been paid off by the mob, and like Van Damme's like kind of taking it easy on him, but she comes up and chokes him and grabs him by the balls and says she's gonna rip him off if she doesn't tell him where their daughter is. And it's great. Like, she is not a helpless bystander. Now, there are some good parts. It's not, see, that's just the thing. This is just fine. Like, there's a part where they have found another girl that is in this trafficking group, and the mob boss is like, okay, I'll trade you. I'll give you your daughter back. You give me that girl back, and we'll call it a day. So now they're faced with the moral dilemma of putting this girl and her life above that of her daughter's, which is, I think, pretty creative. And then we get, you know, an action scene, and it all works out. And there's this super uber main head of the mob or whoever that is kind of seen, but he's never actually in the trenches. And the last scene of the movie is him going into confessional, and you know what's going to happen. And it's just what I want. He starts to confess his sins, and of course Van Damme's like, God might forgive you, but I don't. And he kills him and walks away. That's the end of the movie. So this is, I mean, I don't know what I expected from just a random movie from, you know, the 2000s. This is on Netflix, came out 2012. It's fine. On the Van Damme-o-meter, it gets 3 Van Dammes. I think the opening scene is so good. Had the whole movie been like that, you trim some of the fat, there's a lot more action sequences, we got ourselves a winner. But it takes itself super seriously. And to do that, you have to deliver more than just one really great action scene. And that's all this has.